Haven't you ever heard of no pain, no gain?
Oh, I have a better saying. The less you sweat, the more dates you'll get.
Mr. Powell, can I borrow a dumbbell?
Sure. Lebeck, go with Charles.
Give your laugh muscles a workout with Charles in Charge.
Weekdays at 5:30 only on Fox 54.
Charles, I'm really proud of the way you're taking care of yourself.
Oh, thanks. You know, working out could be fun if you have the right attitude.
Buddy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift this much.
Don't worry about the weight, Adam. Just enjoy the view.
Jamie, I thought you believed in exercise.
Oh, I do. I just don't believe in sweating.
The right attitude?
Well, at least our laugh muscles get a workout.
Give your laugh muscles a workout with Charles in Charge.
Weeknights at 6 on TV 33.
Come on, Charles, smile. Do something.
Turn to where the fun is.
Sarah, did you take my hair dry? Charles!
And the fun begins when Charles takes charge. It's a brand new season of laughs.
Hi, Adam.
With Charles, Buddy, and the Powell family. So turn on the fun with Scott Baio as Charles in Charge.
Saturdays at 4:30, right here on 56.
Sit calm, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tanners, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite.
We'll definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs, and it's understood he's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family. Charles in charge of our days and our nights. Charles in charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see
a new boy in the neighborhood. He lives downstairs and it's understood. Welcome back, everybody. It's Lucky Day 13, and welcome back to Sitcom, All Ye Faithful. It's Day 13, which, you know, 13 might be an unlucky number, and I'm starting to feel that this has been my unlucky day. Now, while recording this, I was actually going to watch a completely different show. If you've listened to every single theme song so far, you know I said, I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie. Well, I probably should have researched things before I said I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, because I went and I found the one episode of I Dream of Jeannie that had to do with Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It's just the genie, uses her magic genie powers to genie some money into Larry Hagman's Christmas account. And when I typed in Christmas episode, this is the one that popped up. It was in December, and I thought, this is it. This is an episode. Great. Put it on the board. Put it in the song. Then I went and I watched 75% of it, and I said, what the hell is this? This isn't Christmas. And I gave up. I gave up. And I said, you know what? I'm going to watch another show. I'm going to watch Charles in Charge of Our Day and Our Night. And I have to admit, it took me maybe five or six sessions online to watch this show. because I watched it on a certain website. I didn't rent it or pay for it. Okay, you know, so sue me. But it just kept going away and coming back. And then I accidentally closed it when I had like 3 minutes left. But I finished it. I completed it. Charles in Charge, a show that I, this was back when I thought Scott Baio was the bee's knees, and I didn't realize that, you know, he's now considered like a noted kook. Noted kook Scott Baio. He's on the list of noted kooks. That at the time of this, you know, when he was Chachi, and now he's Charles. And, you know, Chachi and Charles had the same mother, Ellen Travolta. And part of me likes to think that Charles is actually Chachi grown up. He just feathered his hair and, you know, moved out of Milwaukee and went to California. I don't actually want to give the show enough credit to say it's a Happy Days spinoff, but maybe in my head, in some world, it can be considered that. This is a show that, it much like Mama's Family, it was on network TV first. It got canceled or was asked to, you know, retool itself, and it retooled itself. And came back as a similar show with a completely different cast, except for Buddy and Charles. And Charles, of course, his full name on the show is Charles. We never, ever, ever hear a last name for him or his mom. Everyone else gets a last name, Buddy Lembeck, full name Buttons Lembeck. Yes, if you know, if you watch the show like I did, his full name is Buttons Lembeck. You had the Pembrokes. Who are the Pembrokes? They're the family that just weren't good enough for when the show came back. And they said, get rid of these nerdy kids and bring in these new kids. We don't want two boys and a girl and two parents. Let's get rid of that and bring in two girls, a boy, a parent, and a grandparent. Now, that's not even, if I'm correct, they're all Powells, right? So, and there is a dad because they mentioned in this episode. So that there is a dad. There is, but the grandfather is the father-in-law of the woman. I don't think, or is she the dad? I don't know. I really don't even know. But if they're all Powells, then he's the father. Oh, no, wait. No, yeah, if they're all Powells, then he's the father-in-law to Ellen, right? Who knows? I don't know. It's not like it's that important. Unless you're the Powells, then it's very important because it's your family. So the show, it was on every day when I was probably in junior high. One of those things was on in the afternoon on Channel 56. And I love Scott Baio. I thought Willie Ames was probably the funniest actor in television. I mean, again, I'm 12 years old. And I had a major crush on Nicole Eggert. Even before Baywatch, this was the show when I was a kid. I was like, I'm in love with this girl. And then you go on reading years later that maybe Charles was in love with her a little too much too. And there's lots of behind the scenes of like accusations and things, just some of the things in the show. Like now when I see Scott Baio look at Nicole Eggert, I'm like, oh, I get a little creeped out because she says she's 15 in this episode. Now, I don't know the age difference, but I know there's been accusations and there's been controversies and stuff. And it's like, I don't even want to think about that. I just want to think of them as the wholesome characters they are on this show. And it is Christmas time. And Charles and the Powells are all going away. Charles has the side. Now, here's the thing. He just lives in the house with the family. I guess he goes to college. Buddy's always around. And for Christmas, he finally gets to spend time with the Powells. And he wants to take them all to a cabin in the woods, the worst, shittiest cabin in the woods, in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a snowstorm. So maybe they're not in California. No, they're not in California. Buddy wants to go to California. I don't know where Charles is, where his family is, but they're close enough that they get to drive to a cabin with tons of snow. So that's the plan. Charles, he's going to invite his mom, even though his mom wants to spend time with Aunt Pearl. And the kid, what the hell's the kid's name? Adam, he doesn't want to go because he wants to stick around where Santa and the food and all the presents are. Jamie, she doesn't want to go because she wants to be around all her friends. Sarah, she was the good girl. Sarah was the good girl, and she was just going to go. She's going to go, and she's going to have fun. But there's issues. There's issues where Oh, Buddy was invited, but he doesn't want to go because he's going to see his family in California. He has a little funny rap about how California Christmases are just the same. But then he goes on to talk about an out-of-work actor broke into his house and stole presents, went down the chimney, how they burnt something and they used the fire from the pool to stop they used the water from the pool to stop the fire from the hot tub. I don't know. He was just talking about all these different things. It was kind of funny. I have to admit, even watching him now, Willie Ames is pretty funny in this show. Again, I'm thinking back of the 12-year-old version of me who really thought this was funny. But when Charles is ready to go, but Mr. Powell, the granddad, he has to stick around because someone is having a baby, so he needs to work an extra shift. I don't know. He's an old dude. He shouldn't be working at all. I thought he was like, you know, Frasier's dad, just retired and chilling. But no, I guess he still works. So he stays back for some reason, and Buddy says, I'll drive them. I have extra time, so I'll drive them. Because we need two cars. So he drives them up. And Charles and Buddy drive everyone up in the car. But when they get there, the snowstorm is crazy. It's so crazy. And this cabin is not anything like they wanted it to be. It's kind of a disaster. The guy said there's plenty of canned. The guy who rented it said there's fireplace here. There's plenty of canned foods. You can have a nice time. And so Charles is like, I'm going to go cut a tree down. So they go cut a tree down. That's good. But then they find there's no food. The only food is canned mushrooms, and there's no can opener. Now we find out that the axe that Charles cut down for the tree, Buddy says he's going to use that to open some cans of food. But then Adam has food. And Buddy freaks out. He has some candy bars. So Buddy uses the axe. He starts stalking. And this was kind of funny, too. He basically does The Shining. He starts dragging the axe and walking towards him. He's like, give me the candy. Give me the candy. And he says, here's Buddy. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I must have blacked out there for a second. So then they realize that when they start the fire, there's something covering the chimney. It's a lot of snow. And there's a lot of snow. It's covering the chimney. So smoke is coming throughout the house. They go outside, and Charles opens the door, and there's the worst bear costume you've ever seen. The guy's like, "Ah, as a bear." And it's like, oh, my God. Throw the candy out there. That'll get the bear to go away, and then he can go fix the roof. He goes to throw the candy out, and he grabs the candy bars from Adam, whips the door open, and Adam goes out instead of the candy bars. Luckily, he gets Adam in. He doesn't get eaten by the bear. Charles is able to go on the roof and fix the fireplace. He did find some lemon and lime soda. They used that to put out the fire. And then later, they're roasting mushrooms over an open fire. Now they get all angry at Buddy at Charles for planning this. You know, the mother's like, this isn't how it should turn out. And his mother's like, I should be with Aunt Pearl. And Adam's like, Grandpa can't be here because Grandpa's trying to get up there. The phones are down. He's calling someone. He's trying to get up there. He can't make it because all the roads are closed. And Jamie, Nicole Eggert's angry she can't get to her makeup case. She can't see her friends. This is the worst Christmas ever. So finally, they're like, I can't believe there was a board left up there over the chimney. It was probably because when he fixed the roof, because last year the roof collapsed with snow, and they look up like, ooh. So, which is you should get ready for that. That's going to mean something. So while all the, everyone's complaining, Sarah sits down at the piano and starts singing Silent Night. And they all start singing Silent Night. See, Charles, we're sitting around and singing Christmas carols, just like you said. Because Charles is like, I'm sorry, what do you want to do? Shoot me? Huh? He goes, I guess I just don't know. I just don't fit into this family. Then they started singing the Christmas carols. And everything was like, oh, that's nice. We made it. You know, like, it's not so bad after all. So they have a nice little moment. And they go, this isn't so bad. All right, everyone, let's get to bed. So she puts Adam to bed. He's sleeping on the couch. He wakes up in the middle of the night. There's friggin' Santa Claus right there. I'm telling you, this ain't Mr. Powell. This ain't the grandfather. This is Santa Claus putting gifts out. He gives a little shush. Adam's like, okay. Goes back to bed. Next day, boom, granddad shows up. He brought some gifts. He's like, I'm here. They go, what about these gifts? Well, I didn't bring them. Well, if you didn't bring them, who did? Santa Claus did. Of course Santa Claus did. I love it because I'm always a sucker for sitcoms that bring in their normal shows. They're not high, you know, like high concept, fantastical shows. They're normal shows. And then boom, boom, they bring in the magic of Christmas. They bring in the magic of Santa Claus. He's there. Santa Claus there. Wonderful. Everyone's happy. They have food. They have gifts. They have each other. The phones are working again. In fact, the dad calls. I don't know how he got the number to the cabin. They just found out about this cabin, but he called. He'd go, come on, kids, gather around. And it's funny because Buddy is one of the first people to run over and see to talk to the dad. I don't remember the dad ever being on the show. Maybe he was, but I don't remember that ever happening. And then the episode ends with, you know, everything worked out fine. The only thing we're missing is you know, if it snowed on Christmas. They just went through a snowstorm, and it's like, oh, too bad we don't have any snow. Then the roof collapses, and snow falls all over Charles. And then I think that's the end, but no. They go back to the Powell residence, and they're like, can you stay for dinner, Alan? Yeah, I'd love to. Great. We're going to make dinner for seven, Charles. I guess he's a chef also. And he's like, or he was setting the table. They're like, did you remember everything? Did you remember my brown bag? Yes. Did you remember the new bag? Yes. Did you remember my makeup bag? Yes. And then Sarah comes out and goes, where's Adam? And Charles looks around and goes, puts his gloves on, walks over to the door and says, you better make that dinner for five. And then, boom, he walks out because he and Adam aren't going to be there for dinner because he needs to go up there because that 12-year-old boy is up there in the cabin in the woods alone. Maybe the bear's already eaten him. And the mother is just like, ho, that Charles left my son up, you know, in the cabin all by himself. He's laughing. She's laughing about it. And that's how the episode ends. Now, I assume Adam isn't eaten because we see him in the next episode. And there's some, you know, think about the actor who played Adam. He's had some accusations about Scott Baio himself, too. I don't mean to, like, you know, bookend the fun, silly, you know, lark of an episode with real life stuff. But when I just think about the real stuff that might have been going on, probably was going on, has been accused of going on. And I look in this, you know, this lovely little show of, that, you know, it's just an innocent, silly show, even though it had a nice Shining reference and, you know, there was a chance of an axe murder. I don't want to focus on the negative stuff. So I couldn't ignore it. I could not bring it up. Plus, Scott Baio now seems like a giant, a douchebag. But I'm not going to let all that stuff get in the way of a show that was a big part of my junior high life and, you know, just like a show that had very, very fond memories for me. And even though it's not considered like a classic by any means, still enjoyed it. And I'm glad I watched this episode. I'm glad I watched something that had something to do with Christmas because I kept thinking, I'll do the I Dream of Jeannie because it still has something to do with Christmas and it really, really doesn't. So I made it about 90% through that episode. I said, you know what? I give up. I ain't watching that. Bing, bang, boom. On to Charles. You know, because even if Jeannie can do all her tricks, she's not in charge. She's not in charge. No matter what. Charles is in charge, okay? He's in charge of our days. He's in charge of our nights. I want Charles in charge of me, okay? And he is. And I thank you, Charles. Not Scott. Not Chachi. Charles. That's who I thank. Even though you left the kid up in the cabin, even though you booked a shitty cabin, I still thank you because all you wanted to do was be a part of the Powells and bring the family closer together. I think, unless you wanted to get them all in the cabin alone. I don't know, but that's it. I'm done. I need to stop this. I need to go to bed. Hopefully this episode is the last day where I say I have jury duty again tomorrow, or I have jury duty for me. I have jury duty tomorrow. For those of you listening to the episode, that's today. because, of course, I wanted to get this episode out for you in the morning, so I'm recording it the night before. Yes, yes, I know, it's time, and nothing really dates a podcast like giving the exact time, especially a podcast that should be evergreen, like a television podcast. It doesn't have to be about, you know, you don't have to listen to it today or yesterday or Christmas. You can listen to this whenever. And now you're thinking, what is he talking about? And you go, oh, he must be getting tired because he's yawning a lot. You hear a lot of yawning breaks and he's losing his mind and he's rambling. Yes, all of that is true. And that means that I'm leaving you now. Okay? I'm going to go through the quick things that we all know about. You can find me as Geek Mentality. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and there's another one. Twitter? Mastodon.social. Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Mastodon.social. On Blue Sky, it's Mikey-C. Facebook, it's Fans.Experts. The website is Fans.Experts.com. That's where you find every episode of Sitcom All You Faithful, Geek Mentality, every episode of everything I do, Marchy McFly, Movie Month, but all the other podcasts too. All those things you can find on the Geek Mentality feed. Everything else has its own podcast. You can check it all out, Fans.Experts.com. So that's it, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And I see that's why this is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans, not experts.